You're listening to Radio TAB across Tasmania, South Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland.
Good morning and welcome along to the Tasmanian segment of the Greyhound Show. What a night it was in Hobart on Thursday night. Heat night of the Group 1 Hobart 1000. To tell us all about the heats, Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm very good, Shane.
Club would be absolutely delighted with what has turned out to be the final field.
Yes, it really is a classic final race, isn't it, when two of the Melbourne Cup finalists, one of them being the winner, has made the Group 1 Hobart 1000. There are five interstate dogs. There are three locals trying to carry the flag, and all in all, it's going to come down to a very important box draw.
Now, one of those greyhounds that have been carrying the local flag has been in great form for the last couple of months. Senior Slammer, and it started the night off well for the Tasmanian contingent.
Yeah, fabulous dog. Gary Johnson's just done a great job with him. He's been a good dog since he first came to Tasmania. He was a little bit hot and cold to start with, but he got the consistency going, and you can't be more consistent than win 11 of your last 12, which is what he's done. He's got a great affinity with the Hobart track. He's a speedy beginner. He had to work a little bit from box 8 on Thursday night, but he got to the lead, you know, about the time they get to the first split. And then Hecate Bell, the very smart Victorian bitch trained by Kelly Bravo, who nearly got three into the final because on the line she ran him to a nose. They ran 26.23, which is well below the 25.88 that he has run, but I think you can temper the times on Thursday night because there was a wind factor and the track definitely wasn't as quick as normal.
In heat number two, Dinah Villa was backed as if unbeatable.
As it turned out, it probably was unbeatable. I thought there were a couple there that could test it, but the other good Victorian in the race, Top Secret, absolutely bombed the start. Windburn Wizard began pretty well and got a little bit tight underneath Pipstar, but in fairness, Dinah Villa was probably in a class of its own. Jumped in front from box 4, led every step of the way in 25.94, and it's going to be very hard to beat in the final again for Jenny Hunt because of its perfect manners and very big engine.
Blurred Lines lobbed second and was awesome after that.
He's a very talented dog. He hadn't seen the track either, so that's even more merit. He did lead and win a heat of the Adelaide Cup and then ran second to Alan Deed in the final, so he's a Group 1 dog coming here. Bruni Venture was pretty brave being beaten. He got clobbered just after the start, and I thought his run was pretty good in running second. And again, the 26.23 was exactly the same as what Senior Slammer ran. So, yeah, Blurred Lines, he'll probably be one of the outsiders, but he's a pretty good dog to be an outsider.
Ride the Rails, coming off a last start Sandown Park win, brought that Victorian form across and certainly ran right up to it.
Certainly did. That was the one heat that was actually marred by some pretty big interference. And mind you, Ride the Rails had to ride a few bumps before he won as well, but the bottom of the back straight, there's only a couple of dogs left in it, and that was Night Trimmers, which was in front for Tassie and the Thomases, and he couldn't hold off Ride the Rails, which was the last start 29-20-odd winner at Sandown Park. Look, he's won 17 races now, Ride the Rails, and his 26.05 was pretty competitive. For those who like watching replays, have a look at the run of Quartz Bale. If he's not one of the next big things in greyhound racing, I've never seen it.
Buckle up, Wes. Drew the Red, started favourite, was run down by Hillier Bolt.
Look, aren't they two great dogs? It was a bit of a shame, really, when you think probably Tassie's two most highly vaunted dogs over the last 12 months. I know they seed the top four, but I think it's about time we started seeding the top four Tasmanian dogs in the Hobart 1000 as well. It's been talked about, but it hasn't been done yet. Buckle up, Wes. Look, there were no excuses, and he wouldn't be looking for excuses. He ran super. They ran 25.96. He led to the home turn. Hellier Bolt began the best I've ever seen him begin. He actually began in front of Wes, but Wes had too much speed. Bolt got him on the home turn, got a length and a half in front, and then to Wes's credit, he kicked back to be beaten three quarters. They're just two magic greyhounds.
Big Ticket and Kicking Rocks, the two fancies in the final leg of the quaddie, race number 8.
And it was 1-2 all the way in the way that it finished. Kicking Rocks, a bit like Hellier Bolt, he began a neck in front of Big Ticket, but Big Ticket had the burn, and he was the only dog on the night to break 11 seconds for the second split. He ran 10.95, which, magnificent effort. He's 39 kilos, Big Ticket. He is one very big boy. He's a U-turn specialist. It was only his 13th start. 25.90. He goes into the final as one of the serious players.
Above all, sent out the $1.20 favourite in race 9. Punters had their hearts in their mouths early.
They did, but the $1.20 was over the odds. Unbelievable to think that dog won by 3 1/4 lengths. I tell you, I've been in greyhound racing for a very long time, and I think his effort to win that heat was up there in the probably the top five performances I've ever seen in Tasmania. He got absolutely smashed coming out of the boxes, went back to last, railed up and then ran straight up the back of Good Odds Demon, you know, and then the leaders got right away. You know, not shabby dogs either with Winburn Rush and Winsome Tommy. And then he pulled out on the home straight and he steamed down to win in 26.16. I reckon if he'd have led, he'd have run 25.60.
Breaker's tip in the last. Obviously a race very close to your heart. Must be a great thrill to have a greyhound into the final.
Oh, fantastic thrill. Gary and I bred him, and he's been a handful all the way through. He's a crazy dog when he gets to the track, but the litter's all pretty smart. And Bruni Venture earlier in the night, his brother, he ran very well. Look, he came from midfield to run down the two dead heat leaders, the ones that led J&A and White Spyro, and the time of 26.37 was the slowest on the night. But you know what, Gary and I don't really care about that.
Yes, he's made it through and that's all that counts.
That's right.
Now, I know it's early, but have you got an outright tip for us? I'm leaning towards Above All the way that you've spoken about it this morning.
Look, box draw pending, I reckon Above All's a special. I reckon he's one of the best dogs I've ever seen.
All right, well, good luck to yourself personally, Greg, and Gary in the final. And, of course, the club, they've done a great job in preparing for this Group 1 Hobart 1000 final. Let's hope for fine weather and a tremendous night of racing.
Thanks very much, Shane.
This is Radio TAB.
An exciting night of greyhound racing coming up tomorrow night in Launceston, and another big card of Devonport on Tuesday. The tippers, all the winners, Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Well, your steers on to Murray Barbar in Hobart on Thursday night as your special, so we need some winners again for Launceston starting off race number five.
Shane, look, I think there's only two possible winning hopes in race five. I'll be playing a quaddie with 8 Bold Intention to beat 5 Year Right. If you want to go wider, and you need to go if you want to go wider, but I won't be. I'll be going skinny. 3 Need the Dough and 1 Hoping to Play. 5, 8 and 5, a long way in front of 3 and 1.
Going skinny, that'll be something different for both of us. Now, the second leg of the quaddie, we've got the likes of Major Headline engaged.
Yeah, Shane, look, this is a tricky little race. Look, there's not a lot of exposed speed in the race, and I think the two leaders are 2 and 8, and I'm throwing in a dog called Moving Money. Look, I went with Major Headline. Look, it's got a EA Medhurst beside its name, and that's a big plus, and it might jump in front and be very hard to beat. Moving Money's been working up to a win. Its run in Hobart on Thursday night was quite good. I put it in for second. Number 8, Susie Sisters, got blistering early speed, and leaders at Launceston are a big advantage. I've got to throw it in everything that I play. And I thought a dog that might be the run-on dog in the race was number 3, Speed of Rhino. It's been working home okay, and Gary Johnson's team's going very, very good. 2, 4, 8 and 3.
In the third leg, we've got Glamour Gas in great form.
Yeah, Shane, she'll be very, very hard to beat. Look, amazingly, 4 weeks ago, she was a juvenile on the track and she's going to a grade 4. But look, R.K. Ransley, you don't have to say too much. I rate him as one of the best trainers in Tasmania. He's putting the polish on her and she'll be very hard to beat. The drawn dog's Irish Gift, he's got a desperate railer in 7. He may zoom down the outside. He was very impressive last week, recording 30.17. If he repeats that run, he'll be right in the finish. 4 Underground. Now, he's been a bit costly of me. I've been tipping him of late, and he's been a little bit costly. But he's been blowing the start. Interesting to note that he's had 4 runs on the Launceston track for 4 placings. He's won 2 and been placed on the other 2. He's got a PB of 30.02 and he's got EA Meadows to go alongside it, so that's a good ingredient. And 3 Classic Joel. I think the winner will come out of those 4, Shane. 2, 8, 4 and 3.
And in the last leg, we all know you've got a pin-up of Senior Slammer in the bedroom, but I think there's another smaller one there now with Demi Carley on it.
Look, Shane, she's a good honest bitch. And look, what I really liked on Tuesday was she sat outside the leader. She tried to work to the fence. She realised that she couldn't get to the fence. She stayed off, and turning for home, she just put the foot down and away she went. She'll lead and win. I'll be playing her 1 out in the quaddie. You want to go wider? 8 Iditarod, 4 Lashing Phil, and 3 Midori Nitro. But I think they'll be filling the trifecta hopes. 5 A Good Thing to beat 8, 4 and 3.
Okay, so it's not going to cost as much to get the quaddie this week. In the first leg, 8 and 5 clearly ahead of 3 and 1. In the second leg, 2, 4, 8, 3. Third leg, 2, 8, 4 and 3. and in the last five, clearly on top to beat 8, 4, and 3. What about our best full-on system?
Shane, race 10, number one, Dark Vito. Look, it had a change of kennels. It went to EA Medhurst. It zoomed down the outside from box 8 on Tuesday and went 25.46. It has got a little bit of opposition in number 4, Noble Magic, but I just think that polish of EA Medhurst, box 1, $1.60 or $1.70, I think's a good thing. Race 10, number 1, Dark Vito.
Dark Vito the best. Devonport on Tuesday, the first leg. It's a heat of the Christmas gift.
Shane, found this an interesting race. Doing some speed maps over the weekend, I can find numerous leaders in this race, and I found it a hard race. Look, I narrowed it down to these four. I went 4 Dashing Roman to beat 1 Snoring Nora, 2 Rose Fern, and 3 Princess Gemini. I might be playing a little bit wider than that, but narrowed in 4. 4, 1, 2, and 3.
4, 1, 2, 3 in the first leg. Now, in leg number 2, the major chances look to be drawn out wide.
Yeah, Shane, look, I'm going through the form line with Sail Grey's Chatter. It got beat a length by Demi Kelly last week. Its own individual time was 25.74. Look, he's a nice dog. He can be a little bit of hit and miss at the start, but look, on last week's run, I've got to put him on top. There's another greyhound that's a hit-and-miss beginner in number 8, Prince Nitro. Now, if he happens to hit the lids, he's guaranteed leader. He's got brilliant speed, but sometimes he uses that mid-race to work to the lead and gets a bit tired. I put him in for second. 3, Hurricane Nell's got good manners, got beat by Irish Gift at Launceston at its last start's got a chance. And 6, Cosmic Star. He hasn't raced for 6 weeks. Anthony Bullock's team's on fire. I've got to include 7, 8, 3, and 6.
Now, in the third leg, you picked Dashing Roman earlier. What about Lock Roman?
Yeah, I'm going with a Paul Hilly double on Devonport on Tuesday, Shane. Box 1, I think it'll zoom to the lead and win. 5, Chicka Scott went very good last week behind prescribed. To think its own individual time was 25.69, that'll probably win this race, but he's drawn box 5. I put in number 8, Winkley Frank. Now, he's a little bit tardy early. He runs centre of the track, and box 8 will suit him, and he's definitely got some chance. And I put in number 2, Night Keeper. Got a bit of early speed, and Steve Hutt does a good job with his dogs and got a good little strike rate. 1, 5, 8, and 2.
And the last leg is the invitation race of the day.
Shane, I'm going with your greyhound, Quick Advance. Look, last week I thought he was a risk. Box 5, he ran 50, battled on quite good. He only got beat 5 3/4 lengths. He went round at $12. There will be no $12 this week, Shane. He'll be round the 6-4, 7-4 mark. I put his kennel mate in number 2, Sing the Song, as the second pick. I didn't mind its run in Hobart on Thursday night. She is the track record holder on the track. I think it's second pick. 4, Pipstar went good in Hobart on Thursday night, so I'm tipping the grub trifecta, and I put in number 5, Golden Sage. Probably had all the breaks last week in winning, but you can only win and win impressively. 1, 2, 4, and 5.
That makes the quaddie for Devonport on Tuesday in the first leg, 4, 1, 2, 3. Second leg, 7, 8, 3, 6. In the third leg, 1, 5, 8, 2. Bringing it home on 1, 2, 4, and 5. What about our best?
Shane, I was taken with a greyhound called Global DJ. Now, Peter Phillips has got a good strike rate when it comes to training winners. He does a very, very good job in his retirement down at Copping, and he must do something right. I don't know if there's a beach or he's got a beautiful straight track and he runs them on, but they don't see the trials much and he has them super fit. I think this might zoom to the lead and win. Race 3, number 6, Global DJ.
So the two best for the week. Race 10, number 1 in Launceston. Race 3, number 6 at Devonport. Good luck with those selections, Rick.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday.
Australia's racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.